Prime Minister Naoto Kan on Saturday evening addressed Japan, expressing hope that, as he put it, this disaster can somehow be survived. Besides helping the thousands of people injured and made homeless by the quake and tsunami, he said his top priority is the emergencies with a pair of damaged nuclear power plants here in Fukushima Prefecture. Japanese government officials, including Mr. Kan, are stressing that despite a large explosion which injured four people at the Fukushima No. 1 plant, the reactor is undamaged and not a single citizen affected by radiation. A 20-kilometer evacuation zone has been established around that reactor and a 10-kilometer zone around another one. Government officials say a cooling process using seawater and boric acid is underway at the No. 1 reactor. Radiation has been detected outside the No. 1 plant, but the government is saying the intensity of the radiation did not increase after the explosion. There is little sign of panic here in Fukushima Prefecture. Most people are focused on rebuilding damaged homes, seeking clean water, and mourning those who have died. Food supplies are running short. In the few markets remaining open, rice balls and bottled water are out of stock. The death toll remains unclear. Troops are finding hundreds of bodies along the beaches where tsunamis swept out to sea entire communities in neighboring Iwate and Miyagi prefectures. It's expected that 50,000 Japanese troops will get assistance from foreign teams which are beginning to converge on northeastern Japan. More than 50 countries have offered help. At Fukushima Airport, helicopters are constantly landing and taking off the first responders in an unprecedented disaster that has overwhelmed Japan. Steve Herman, VOA News, Fukushima, Japan.